Good morning, world. Shall we say good morning, world?
Good morning, world.
Good morning, world. It is the 17th of November, a very cold Tuesday in Madison, New Jersey. It went from being in the mid-40s yesterday, something like that, and pouring rain, to I think it'll probably be a high of 30. Right now we're around 27. I'm trying to think whether that is in Celsius. Probably negative 3. Brr. Between negative 3 and negative 4. And very, very strong winds. So that makes it feel more like the teens and stuff like that. So it's cold out there. Hey, baby, it's cold outside.
Brr. Oh,
definite brr. Makes me glad we're in here, doesn't it? And no real plans for today. I guess I better get on the net and buy some groceries because we are breadless. We are breadless and I'm almost waffleless. And if I don't have bread or waffles, my husband will be very... You heard it here first. So, I guess I better do something about that. And I better put in my pre-order for my Thanksgiving meal. I cheat. The last several years, I have cheated. Rather than cooking up the turkey from scratch and everything, I have ordered from our local supermarket. So all I have to do is tuck the turkey in the oven for a couple of hours to get it all heated through. And they give you turkey and, as we call it, smashed potatoes and probably a squash and gravy and cranberry sauce and all the basics. And then you can add anything you want. So I'm going to be putting in peas with pearl onions, some asparagus, and my brother John's favorite green bean casserole. Real simple. It's just the green beans, frozen green beans with a can of cream of mushroom soup and a bunch of French fried onions. And I use extra onions because he likes the real crunchy stuff on top. He doesn't like it all mushy. So... that's why I do it. And they include a pie, usually apple. So I'll probably get a pumpkin, because I don't care for apple. Or if I'm lucky, I'll get sweet potatoes. One of those. Anyway, so I got quite the list to put together.
Yay!
Our brother's coming, love.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the Thanksgiving where some husband of mine wanted me to order a 25-pound turkey?
Yay!
And I had to get rid of the carcass because I had no room to put it. There was no room in the fridge. I had a small fridge at the time, which is now actually the one that's residing in the basement. And with everything that we had in it, there was just absolutely no room to put anything.
Yay!
And he and my brother had the electric meat slicer, and they were slicing and dicing and everything else the next day. Lots and lots of turkey.
Yay!
We had his stepson come down and his first wife and their brood of kids. And I had thought to order like a 15-pound turkey. And Art said, no, I think we need a 20. And I kind of like shook my head like, okay. And I was just getting ready to order. He says, no, make it 25. I'm like, are you really, really sure? He says, yeah, that should be enough.
It was enough.
It was plenty. We barely made a dent in it with the side dishes and everything. So I had made acorn squash. A whole squash that I cut into quarters and coated with butter and brown sugar and baked it in the oven. And I had made potato carrot bake, which is half potatoes, half carrots, all mashed together with butter and stuff. And, you know, the usual, the stuffing and the everything. And we had plenty to eat. So we had an extra guest, one of our ham friends who's no longer alive, Jack. I can't think of his last name now, Andrew DXP. Nice guy. He'd had a stroke, and he didn't have anybody to spend Thanksgiving with, really, so we invited him over to join us. And sent him home with a care package. He drove him home with a care package. And, it was fun. It was fun. We've had lots of good Thanksgivings, haven't we?
Yep.
One Thanksgiving we had, a foreign gentleman had come to church. I know he was Middle Eastern, but I can't think of where he was from. But he had come to church, and we invited him to have Thanksgiving with us. And so we brought him home, and Art remembered he had to go to Glenside Nursing Home to preach. So we invited him to come with us, and I remember I had been stirring stuffing right at that point, so I turned off the stuffing and grabbed my purse, and we ran to Glenside. And I figured I could leave the turkey alone in the oven because it was busy cooking. And when we got back, the smells, oh, the smells. Yum. So I went back to making my stuffing and doing the rest of the preps. And we had a very pleasant dinner with this gentleman. And he got to eat a traditional Thanksgiving feast. Feastical. So that was good. We've had some great Thanksgivings, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. The funniest one, I think, was we had gone... John was married at that point, and we were going to spend Thanksgiving with them. And I guess none of us had felt motivated to cook. I don't know quite how it happened, but we just kind of really didn't get anywhere. And so we got together at John's house, and we were riding around looking for a place to eat. We ended up at Boston Market. And Boston Market is a place where you can get, they sell chicken and beef, they carve, you know, they have, and they also have turkey. So we got customized Thanksgiving meals with all the stuff we particularly liked. For example, Art's not a big sweet potato person, and I am. So I had my turkey and my mashed potatoes and stuffing and sweet potatoes and I forget what else, and Art had something else in place of sweet potatoes. And so we, you know, it was fun. It was different. And we didn't have to cook, and we didn't have to clean up. Yay! That was good.
That was in Milburn, wasn't it?
Was it? No, I thought it was up by Denville.
Was it?
Their house. Wasn't it their house? Maybe it was Milburn. I
don't know.
I thought it was the house up by Rockaway. Or Denville, or wherever it was.
Mm-hmm. Probably right, dear.
And, maybe that was it. They had just moved in, and nobody was ready to do much of anything, so we decided to go out and see if there was a restaurant open, or a place, and we found Boston Market open, and we went in and raided that. And then a couple of years, I decided not to make a turkey, and I had gotten these really nice stuffed chicken breasts. They come with, I guess we had gone to Trader Joe's, and they were, you know, they had stuffing in them and stuff like that. So we made a couple of those and some side dishes. And kind of a quick, easy fix for Thanksgiving. So, but yeah, I've made my share of turkeys from scratch, but the last few years I've cheated and ordered my dinners, and it's been very nice. It really has. So, nobody's complained about them. Well,
never went hungry.
I admit it. I add a couple little things. They have, usually by the time you get the turkey, the juices sometimes leak out. So I make some chicken broth with the broth powder, but I also add a little bit of pepper and some spices in it and stuff like that. Pour that over the turkey and add a few little things. Same to the stuffing, I always add a few little things. So nothing ever gets completely just taken out of the box and cooked. I always have to doctor it up a little bit. So anyway, so that's my Thanksgiving ramble. Did you have a favorite Thanksgiving?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably the first one that we spent together.
And that was over at Lynn's. That, I remember that. You had just bought the van. Art, when he married me, had a Datsun pickup with manual shift. And we had just bought...
Only two seats.
Yeah, only two seats. And John had to ride in the back of the pickup with his guide dog. So he just bought...
But it had a camper cap on it.
That's true. It did do that. He didn't have to ride out in the open air. But he had just bought the Plymouth Voyager minivan. And every so often there would be this vice-like grip on my knee. I'm like, what? And he was looking for the shift, which had been down between the seats, and there was no shift there. He had to get used to automatic up by the steering wheel. So that was rather funny for the first week or so. You know, I occasionally would feel this hand groveling around my leg looking for a shift that wasn't there. But we had a friend at the labs named Lynn, and she had invited us over, all of us over, for Thanksgiving. And so Art, me, and John, and John's guide dog got in the van, and I remember it was raining. It was yucky.
Was that Faith then?
Yeah. And we drove over to Lynn's and had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner there. And we went back out in the rain and drove home. So that was our first Thanksgiving together. And our first Christmas together. Our first Christmas together was my first cantata that I sang with our church And I sang a solo. Woo. Scary. We had fun. So. Remember your first Valentine's Day with me? You got this dozen roses from this mysterious girlfriend? I had put in an order for roses, and I had a card from a secret admirer, or something like that, and had them delivered, and the doorbell rang, and when he went to answer it, there was this big box with a big vase full of roses, and I remember sitting there sniggering. Anything you want to add to this boo of Thanksgiving?
I am just so thankful that I've got you.
Poor guys had to put up with a poor helpless blind lady for the last 29 years. You don't look too unhappy about it. So, that's it. I made a little boo noise. I haven't made a boo noise in a while, so.
Boo!
There you go. Boo-hoo!
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
We all say boo!
Boo!
And with that, I say... goodbye, world. And what do you say?
Ah!